Galatians 5:22 and 23. Okay, this is where he lists the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. My version says forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. I really believe that he's been revealing to me that as long as we operate in obedience and within these fruit, within the fruit of the Spirit, there's really no limit set on us. There's freedom. God has given every one of us different gifts and different abilities and different ways that we can encourage the church and encourage people out in the world and preach the gospel. And as long as we stick with these things, if we operate within these guidelines, I believe we can't go wrong. And there's no limit. If we seek and obey him, there's no limit to what God can do through us, with us. I also think it's important that we seek and we know God's will for our lives, what he wants from us. And if you've ever been confused about this like I have, you know, Lord, what do you really want from, what are you really asking of me? I think a good place to start is also in Ephesians 5. I'm turned there now. Starting at verse 15, it says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." So if you're ever confused about what his will is for your life, that is a good place to start. You know? Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. You know, I think it could be important, too, that it's very important that we continually get refilled. Otherwise, how can we really know, you know, his direction for our lives? I don't know, we should all, this is just me, but as much as we, you know, have an altar call for people to come up and accept the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, we should also be coming up to the altar when we're feeling lack of energy in the Spirit and we need to be filled. You know, we should be able to come and recharge so we can keep continually growing and moving and, you know. I just want to point something else out, too, that if you turn to Mark 16, verses 15 through 20, I'm going to turn there myself here. Please bear with me. Chapter 16. Starting at verse 15, he said, He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison," it's funny there, it doesn't say if. It says, "when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." So, I don't necessarily think that just because you don't have a ministry specifically for healing and driving out demons that you can't do it. It says here that they will. It doesn't say that the guy who is anointed will, or is in that ministry will. He says, those who believe, they will. So I just want to encourage you with that. You know, you just have to be available and obedient. And you don't have to be perfect. You know what? It's a continual process. And God is okay with the process. He's in the process of sanctifying people. And that's okay. Just look at the Israelites when they were going through the desert. There was a long process before he could get them across the Jordan and overtaking into the promised land. There was a process. Okay, I would like to turn next to Romans 8, 31 through 39. This is a scripture that has really encouraged me throughout the years. And there's a lot of power in this passage. Actually, the whole of chapter 8. Please bear with me. I just have to get there myself. Okay, we're in Romans, that's the right book. Okay. Okay. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom the Lord has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine? Sorry, I lost my place. Okay. Or nakedness, or danger, or sword. As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And we need to be convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can do it. We just need to be available and we need to be obedient. There's no limit to what God can do through us and with us. And you know what? What's more? That passage in Mark 16, verses 15 through 20, it tells me there, If we read the last few verses of that, I'm just going to go back there. You can't help but love this. In verse 20 it says, "Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by signs that accompanied it." He wants to work with us. That infers to me like partnership. He wants to work with us. He wants to. So I guess the question is will we let him? Let's make ourselves available. Amen. Relationships are important. In 1 Corinthians 9:22, I'm just going to turn there now myself. I've lost my place. I believe the verse says, "I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some." And this is something we need to be doing in our daily lives. Relationships are important. And I think lastly, I just want to share this. I want to go to 1 John 5:14 through 15. This is awesome. He says, "This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him." I just want to end by saying that we are complete in him. We have everything that we need. We just need to be available and obedient. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my soul can change. We're gonna go have some.